Hello and welcome to another episode of your AKT podcast, which is hosted by wellmedic.co.uk. In this podcast, we have the same adult patient from scenario 31 who has recently been discharged from hospital following acute coronary syndrome. The difference in this scenario is that the patient has now been started on the ACE inhibitor and beta blocker. And the question for you guys here is what would be the specifics of up-titrating the ACE inhibitor dose following discharge? Now, this is a little bit difficult as the patient is often already somewhat titrated before they leave hospital. And it's one of those scenarios where we would ask the GP to titrate a medication whilst we are writing a discharge summary when we are GP trainees in a hospital placement. Now, in terms of the advice given from NICE, it recommends that clear details and timings of drug titration should be sent to the patient and to the GP. However, for the AKT purposes, it's important to consider what that may appear like and what role you may have as a GP when it comes to titrating the ACE inhibitor. So in hospital, ACE inhibitor titration should happen every 12 to 24 hours before the patient leaves hospital, whereas community titration would occur within a 4 to 6 week range. Renal function, serum electrolytes, and blood pressure should be measured before starting an ACE inhibitor or an angiotensin receptor blocker, and again within 1 to 2 weeks of starting treatment. In addition to this, appropriate monitoring of BP and renal function should also be offered during dose titration. So these are the specifics here: a 4 to 6 week period, 1 to 2 weeks when you start check the bloods, but also make sure that you offer regular BPs and renal functions when up titrating the dose. So I hope you found this scenario helpful. It's just having a different look at some of the work that we do as general practitioners. If you're looking for the best AKT questions, keep your eyes peeled at WellMedic, as we are soon to launch our WellMedic AKT mock course, which will feature 200 questions with thorough explanations, as well as hundreds of new learning points. This podcast is hosted by WellMedic.co.uk. We help GP trainees pass the AKT.